This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the coronavirus, but luckily we can finally get away from that because a circuit court at some level, Vincent's pulling it up, has ruled that it's acceptable to shoot police in self-defense. Now, I imagine there are some qualifications to this, because I know the story you're talking about.
Breathtaking.
You can shoot cops in self-defense as long as you have a lot of money and a lawyer.
Well, the cops weren't in uniform. They were undercover. So I imagine that it's a bit different shooting a cop who is in uniform.
Okay.
So this is from Ammoland.com on 20th,
awesome website.
On 20th August 2015 in Brevard County, Florida.
Brevard. I lived there.
John DeRossette.
I could feel the eye roll.
55, shot and severely wounded a Brevard County Sheriff's deputy. The agent was part of a sting operation who were attempting to arrest DeRossette's niece, Mary Ellis, for prostitution. They had set up a controlled environment at a motel, but Mary Ellis did not show up. And the next portion is from FloridaToday.com. Brevard County agent set a prostitution sting to arrange to meet the guys. And so they set it up. When she didn't show, the three deputies in plain clothes went to her Covina Street home in Port St. John, where agent Peter Stead grabbed Ellis from the doorway while John, quote, Casey Smith, and Jason Roberts hid in the darkened yard. During her testimony at the immunity hearing, the deputy said it was unusual to go to a suspect's home for a sting operation when a controlled environment had already been established. When she was grabbed, Ellis began screaming for help from her uncle, who was in a back room eating at the time, according to court records. There was strong evidence.
This does not sound anything like police behavior. I mean, I'm not a fan of the police, but hey, let you hide in the shadows here. I'm going to go up and kidnap this girl out of her doorway.
This is crazy.
And despite knowing that his niece had problems with drugs and prostitution, his statements immediately after the event and in the hospital were all consistent with a belief that unknown men were attempting to kidnap his niece.
Because they were.
DeRossette was retired. He had a concealed carry permit. He had no criminal record, and he had taken his niece to his home as a favor to his sister. And he's a, retired auto worker. Okay, so then they give a whole sob story. Ellis answered a knock on the front door. As she opened the door, a man reached inside the threshold of a house, grabbed her arm, and began pulling Ellis out of a home and onto the covered front porch. Ellis struggled to resist her apparent abduction and screamed to her uncle that she needed help. At this point, two of her men approached to physically assist the first man in pulling Ellis off the porch of the home and into the front yard. So John DeRossette was in the back room eating when he heard her screams. It was dark outside the house. The first shot was when DeRossette fired a warning shot into the air. And I just got to say, most places, even if it's a clear case of legal use of force, some places, if you fire a warning shot, they're going to charge you with, like, negligent use of
fire. Yeah, they really hate warning shots for some reason. Now, firing into the air is bad.
Aren't you supposed to fire a warning shot into the ground?
I would say that's better, but we've had a guy on the show here that went out and fired into the ground to try to get people out of his house that were there. I guess his roommate had some kind of party without his knowledge, and that wasn't acceptable. He was trying to get rid of them. They were breaking things, and I don't know. It was a big mess. Yeah. And, so he went out and fired his gun into the ground, and the police charged him with negligent, discharge or whatever the charge was. And
I mean, what kind of penalty is that?
It wasn't much of one.
Probably going to take your...
But basically, you couldn't own a gun anymore.
And I will say, in the ground, it could, like, ricochet and hit a rock or something. So there really is no safe safe place to fire a gun. The men who had accosted his niece, the deputies, then fired at him without identifying themselves. A firefight ensued. One deputy, John Casey Smith, was severely wounded. More than 40 shots were fired. Both John DeRossette and his niece were wounded, but less severely. The homeowner was charged with 3 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Police claimed they told the niece they were police officers as they grabbed her. She called 911 during or immediately after the firefight.
Well, hold on just a second.
Yeah, let's time out.
Time out. This is really important. Okay. For those that don't know, I know this is going to come as a little shock to you. I spent 8.5 years in prison. One of the things the convicts would do is train for their crimes in the future. One of the ways they would go about doing that is telling each other, hey, make sure to always identify yourself as the police, because it throws the victim off.
I would imagine it does.
Yeah.
And here you have 3 strange men who you were supposed to meet in a hotel room earlier, and you got cold feet for whatever reason. It sounds like she made a good judgment and decided not to do it. They then showed up at her house in plain clothes, attempted to kidnap her, said, we're the police.
Well, they claimed that they said they were the police. She, during the 911 call, she claimed that she told the dispatcher that she didn't know who the men were, and also the deputies didn't have an arrest warrant. So, in this case, it is legitimate kidnapping. We cannot even, like, tongue-in-cheek libertarian, you know, oh, yeah, arrest is legal kidnapping. In this case, it seems that this appears to be genuine kidnapping from a certain point of view.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, exactly.
From most point of views, I would say, I think even the hardcore Republicans out there would agree that these cops were kidnapping this girl.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued for defamation. I'm paranoid. So I'm just going to say from a certain point of view, it appears, because I don't think the cops were charged.
Well, they should have been, because they are criminals. They are kidnappers.
Well, in this case, they're following the orders, so they can't be charged because it's the system that they're working for.
Well, then the person who gave the orders should be charged.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that a sergeant said ordered them to go to this girl's house
with no arrest warrant
in their plain clothes at night.
Sergeant isn't exactly very high up on the list, so it could very well have been. But this does seem ill-conceived, yes. Now, and it makes one wonder.
Ill-conceived.
At what point does it move from an arrest to kidnapping? Right? Which point, right? Like, or from kidnapping to an arrest? So here we have 3 strange men hiding in the shadows of a house.
Well, 2 were hiding in the shadows. The third was attempting to grab
a woman, drag her out of her house. They claim that they, identified themselves as the police. No cams that we have because, well, they weren't in uniform. So, you know, we just have to take their word for it. And then, the homeowner comes out and brandishes and fires a warning shot.
As he should have.
Right.
And if 3 people come in and try to kidnap me and say we're the police and they're just 3 random looking people.
If he plugged these 3
guys.
They're
getting shot.
Boom, boom, boom. In his front yard. He would have been justified had they not been police, right?
He would have been justified if they were police.
Well, wait a second.
Because they were police.
So then they become police, but they're not police in uniform. Is he then justified?
Yes.
And the court appears to be saying, yes, they are. Now, if they had had a police car with the light gumballs going out in front, but they hadn't had uniforms on, would it be more acceptable or less acceptable to plug them? If they had half a uniform but not the full uniform on, would it be acceptable? Do they have to have the full uniform on? Like, exactly what point? Because people can get a police car. People can get a uniform. There was a place in downtown Bradenton where I used to live that
sold all
this stuff.
There's a police car right out here outside the studio.
Right,
you can order blue lights from China.
You can pull this off, and people have.
There's a sex shop you could get cop costumes.
But I would say that it's no more or less morally acceptable to shoot a cop in uniform. It's just a very bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a horrifically bad idea.
Oh, it's a bad idea.
Morally, it's equivalent.
And he was in jail for 5 years until, because of the first, the lawyer.
For protecting his niece from kidnappers.
Yes, jail for 5 years. At trial, his lawyer presented the defense that he was protected by the Stand Your Ground law. The local court found against him, saying that he knew or should have known the people he was shooting at were law enforcement officers.
And how?
He should have known.
They just said it. Oh, this was a local court?
Yeah, so he appealed.
Yuck.
He appealed to the Federal Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2019.
A And he's out of prison now,
right? It appears so. The appeals court found a local court had incorrectly made the determination De Rosette should have known that the men attacking his niece and him were police officers.
So for once,
a federal court actually makes sense. You know?
What do you think? Is it okay to shoot cops who aren't in uniform and who show up randomly to kidnap one of your family members without doing anything but saying, without a warrant and without saying only, you know, they're cops? 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Mark, tell us about Intercoin.
Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity, too. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts in their currency year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important so that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org.
Excellent. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. We got Greg calling from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to share some news, which I found very interesting today. Senator McConnell, did you hear this? He said that he would rather...
Cocaine Mitch?
Turtle Mitch?
Mr. Mitch.
Wait, is Mitch the turtle-looking one?
Yes, it is. That's what he has been compared to.
Well, he looks
like
a turtle.
Oh, yes, he's got truthful Tourette's. He basically says what he thinks. And right now he thinks that states affected by the coronavirus should declare bankruptcy and the federal government shouldn't bail out those states, which I found to be a very interesting...
Should
thing
or shouldn't?
Should not.
Okay.
Not.
So they would just declare bankruptcy and the feds wouldn't do anything about it. What would be the point of declaring bankruptcy if the feds could do nothing about it?
Well, it would be like Detroit declaring, the city of Detroit declaring bankruptcy, and then the pensioners might get reduced pensions. But ultimately, that bankruptcy turned out okay. But some bankruptcies could turn out pretty badly, and then the pensioners would be screwed and city services could be slashed. And the city's assets could be owned by foreign interests, basically.
Just me spitballing here, but if you're trying to get hands into the American people to stimulate the economy, there's a few groups that I would head towards right off the bat. I mean, first, it would be the poor. As fast as I could get money into the hands of the poor, because, frankly, they're going to spend it. You know, like the poor aren't going to take their do as Forbes magazine just points out today. People are taking their Bitcoin, their stimulus money, and buying Bitcoin. The poor aren't going to buy Bitcoin with their stimulus check unless they intend to frequent a hooker.
A lot of people did not. Like prior to last week, I had people messaging me, "Hey, make sure you have this available because I'm going to spend my stimulus check on it." Not one of them actually did.
Yeah. Well, it's only $1,200, you know what I mean?
What is that, though? Like 0.2 bitcoins? Something along those lines right now? I mean, that's not inconsequential.
Okay.
And it puts them halfway to owning more bitcoin than 99% of the world's population will ever be able to own.
There you go.
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but it's just really, like, very relevant, what you're saying. If you want to deliver money to everyone's wallet at the same time, that's like an airdrop. You know, cryptocurrency excels at that.
And you can use Handcash, which is a cash app-like app developed for Bitcoin SV. You can just enter their names and send everyone $1 worth of BSV.
I bet you could do that with Intercoin, too. It's a feature.
That's right. I was just going to bring up that Intercoin, one of the features is that every community, in my opinion, these states, these cities, they should have their own currency. And if they need to help their citizens, not just the federal government can print money, but I think they should be able to print some money and run their own monetary policy and just give everybody, you know, some money. Like you said, the poor Because the way the federal government did it with the IRS, I mean, I didn't get my check yet, and I don't expect to get it for the next year.
I understand the reasoning there, but the issue is a lot of our goods come from China and other states. They're not locally produced, right? So you're going to have this community right. with a community-specific currency that China may or may not want.
On Intercoin, the atomic swaps are sort of built right in. I mean, there's no there's no creating a an app for that. The app already exists from the time you start, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like if you're going to Paris, let's say you're a tourist, this whole thing is over, you're going to Paris, right?
Yep.
And I'm from New York. So I take my New York coin and I pay a restaurant in Paris and the whole thing happens seamlessly. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to look for exchange rates. I simply go ahead and pay and the thing gets swapped atomically. You know, New York gets swapped for Intercoin and Intercoin gets swapped for Paris coin. And now I've got the
I mean, that's a
coin.
Cool feature, but why can't you just use Bitcoin Cash in New York and then Bitcoin Cash in Paris?
Well, the main reason is because Bitcoin and Ethereum run on a global blockchain. So they can't handle payments if everyone paid at the same time. They can only have 10 people at a time pay. Now, with Bitcoin Cash, there's a bigger block size.
Well, the network would probably scale up to some extent. I mean, if adoption hit those kinds of levels where everybody was going to be making transactions.
It's conjecture. Another aspect is the government hates Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin and Dash and these sorts of things because they don't control the creation of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you can create a currency that they can then have some kind, well, they do get to create their the community, and then you can, you know, separate out the community. So there's New York coin, right? And then there's the forget about it coin, right? And then there's pizza coin, right? Or whatever, all within the New York community. They can all have their own currencies, and they can, you know, move in like a fish through water. Through these currencies, your transactions move. This gives a sort of great deal of scalability and flexibility and ease of use that isn't sort of there in other cryptocurrencies. Like, libertarians love Bitcoin Cash. I get it. But I understand that every other community out there, they like the idea of inflation. They want that built into their coin. And there's no reason they shouldn't have it.
Because Bitcoin Cash and all other cryptocurrencies are inherently inflationary. The only thing is
Chicago and inflationary, but not.
No, they're inherently new. Bitcoin is being created constantly, every single block.
Right,
that's money created out of thin air.
Fixed rate.
Sure, but they can always change that rate.
Yeah.
Well, there's a limit. I mean, there was a debt ceiling for the United States government too. I don't believe for a second that when Bitcoin reaches its limit, they're going to actually uphold it.
BTC
no,
could agree that it was time to change the block size. They're certainly not going to go from 21 million on up.
Oh, once it becomes a possibility that the miners are going to stop receiving block rewards, oh yeah, because the miners voted
on bigger blocks, and they still didn't said no.
Well, the miners are the only ones with voting power.
To me, I mean, I'm a technologist, and to me, just having that whole thing where you have a giant ledger and every node has to store every transaction ever made, and for the next block, one computer in the world has to process all transactions, and you don't even know which computer that will be in advance, so you have to send every transaction to every computer. And so, to me...
Greg, I hate to cut you off. Thank you so much for the call.
Check out Intercoin.org.
Yeah, that's Intercoin.org, Intercoin.org. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, President Trump says they're making progress in getting the next phase of coronavirus relief money to small businesses.
Following around-the-clock negotiations yesterday, the Senate answered my call to replenish the Paycheck Protection Program so that millions of additional American workers can keep getting a paycheck. We just increased it by $310 billion. I urge the House to pass the bill without delay. In our first round of funding, we provided nearly $350 billion, and it went at record speed to American workers and small businesses.
A rally in oil prices have given stocks a big boost. The Dow Jones was up 456 points, the S&P up 62, and the NASDAQ up 232. This is USA Radio News. Protesters in the United States have ignored public health officials and exposed themselves and others to COVID-19, and also put our nation's desperate efforts to mitigate the pandemic at risk. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
We are essential!
Protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan. I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And Andrew Cuomo has decided to slam protesters, telling them that, you know, if they want to get back to work, then maybe they should just get a job as an essential worker.
Well, why not?
Coming to us from The Daily Beast, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday that while local officials may feel political pressure to lift shelter-in-place restrictions amid the coronavirus pandemic, he refuses to open up his virus-stricken state until steps are in place to avoid a second wave of the disease. And that presumably would mean mandatory masks, mandatory social distancing, drastically reduced capacities in restaurants, probably the same for bars. I can't imagine what all it will entail, but it's not going to be good.
Well, I hear we're saving bars for last, so the last thing that's going to be open is going to be bars, probably even after movie theaters.
It's basically a sin tax, right? I mean, you know, like a... I wouldn't want to be the mayor of the town that had the resurgence of the coronavirus because something happened in a bar like it did in Italy.
you're not incorrect, but I also think it's very unwise of them to keep bars closed. Those are critical aspects of anyone's social life who wants to have a social life.
I think that they made their mistake early on, and they made it for sort of understandable reasons by doing it in the first place. Now that the muscle has been flexed, the customers, right, like the citizens of a town, being, if we look at them as the customers, many of them are going to say, hey, why are you doing this to us? Why are you keeping these things open? And then, like, you're really dealing as a chief executive at this point. You're really sort of juggling running chainsaws right now.
Well, I mean, the people who were concerned about getting sick from the bars could just not go.
That's a really great idea, and I agree with you. That's what they should do.
Yeah, well, if I can't have fun, no one else can.
Well, the concern is that there will be, obviously, the virus will still spread, right? Like, you know, one of the reasons that you want to treat the homeless right now is because they're going to be the ones where this is spreading. They're not paying attention to stay-at-home orders. They don't have one. You know, they're not, not getting their hooch or their heroin or their meth or whatever they're doing, maybe not even homeless, but the bums of the world, the drug addicts, the whatever, that bottom quintile that's skulking about in the netherworld, you know, they're still doing the thing.
Yeah, and it's in California, just I think like a few blocks away from one of the high profile arrests where they arrested someone for like surfing. I forget exactly what it was, but anyway, someone was arrested for doing a recreational activity alone, essentially, and violating the studio home order, and just like a few blocks away, there was a massive homeless camp, but the police weren't, you know, not that they should have been harassing them, but so it's okay, you know, if you want to live in a shanty town, you know, around tents and living in your own ways, the cops are going to leave you alone. You want to go and surf on an empty beach or take a walk through an empty park, you have to pay thousands of dollars, you get the book thrown at you, you're thrown in jail. Sick.
I get the pressure, but we can't make a bad decision. Frankly, this is no time to act stupidly. Period. I don't know how else to say it, Cuomo said at a press conference, adding that the decision to reopen New York's economy should be based on, quote, facts and not political pressure.
Cuomo has nipple piercings. Fact.
Or suspicion, but I'd say it's true because
I saw the shirt.
It certainly appeared to be true.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Why is it weird?
We have a chief executive, I mean, like, that has nipple piercings? I mean, we've moved this far? Like, society...
I don't find that weird.
While I was locked up in my house, society really jumped forward.
Well, you know, his dad was also governor, so this guy grew up with a political elite. So I have no doubt that he grew up with eyes wide shut sort of stuff happening, you know, going to Bohemian Grove or whatever. So he might be a victim of all of this, but he's, you know, like with many victims of abuse, they get like brought back into the system and help prop it up. So I mean,
a hell of a leap off someone having nipple piercings.
Well, but that's funny. If you know about the elite and study as I do, especially New York too, right? I think there's some sort of a cult, you know, like sadomasochistic sort of practices. I don't doubt it. I'm not saying I have any evidence for it, right? We don't even have evidence. I mean, there's some evidence he might have a nipple piercing. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying there's evidence that suggests it.
No, that's true.
It seems to be true.
I love that I brought this up, by the way. But I mean, I don't know what he's talking about, but it's great.
I don't either.
I mean,
he lost me going from nipple piercings to sadomasochism.
Okay, it's like, you know a bull, right? Like a bull or animals, they have like that thing in their nose,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some societies, people would get pierced to show that they're owned, right? So in whatever... Yeah, so I think that very well could be something that... that's why he has that piercing, that it's like some,
nipple piercing suggests he is sadomasochistically owned by someone?
Yeah, if he's a politician, yeah.
Why do people get nipple piercings?
I don't think...
Bro, put that in incognito.
I'm not afraid of anything.
True.
Well, I don't think it's true he has a nipple piercing, then. Fine, I could be difficult, too.
I've got a picture.
Cuomo's warning came as protesters gathered at New York State Capitol to demonstrate against the stay-at-home order in place. Yeah, except we do have a picture of him, and you admitted to not having evidence of the stuff you were saying.
Well, no, I said it's what I suspect. You don't have a picture of him. Do you have a picture of his bare shirt and his bare nipple with a piece of metal in it, or do you just have a picture of like a ruffle in his shirt?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture.
I mean, as someone with pierced nipples, I know what they look like through a shirt.
Okay. All right. That's not something I want to find out, but okay. Good for you.
Well, I used to do a topless show, and they were clearly pierced in that. But his nipples are definitely pierced, unless it was photoshopped. His nipples are pierced.
Do you have a degree in piercology or of...
take a look, pal.
No, but who do you think did the piercings? Who do you think pierced my eyebrow? Well, who do you think did my tattoos?
That's not where his nipple is. Do you know how gravity works?
Yeah, that's where his nipple is.
Okay, that first picture didn't work out.
All right. I'll just keep going. Showing you pictures of...
Great radio here, Mark.
No, Cuomo has pierced nipples. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Sort of weird ones, too.
I feel like we can safely say that his nipples are indeed pierced.
Well, you don't think like someone like an intern or something would have said, "Yo, Governor Cuomo, Governor, you got to get back here. Governor, put a jacket on."
I don't think he cares. I mean,
I don't want to see that.
I don't know what the problem is. What is the issue with
Miss Gra? I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at a picture of someone's pierced.
Yeah, I think that it's bizarre that a chief executive would be acceptable behavior.
Well, they're not special. They're just ordinary people, and lots of ordinary people have pierced nipples.
I don't think that they're purported as ordinary people.
They think they're not, but I mean, they are just ordinary people. So I don't find it odd at all.
I don't think that people will vote for somebody if they're purported as an ordinary person who's made ordinary person decisions.
I don't know whether or not they will. I guess we'll find out. He added that while residents may be feeling cabin fever, reopening the state prematurely and without the coordination of neighboring states would set back any progress the Empire State has seen in flattening the curve. Addressing the protesters outside the Capitol, Cuomo said the illness is death. What's worse than that? As though there isn't a state like, 250, 300 miles away? With a motto of live free or die because death is not the worst?
Well, I mean, let's not talk about the COVID-19 virus as though it is an automatic killer either. From what we've been able to see here, the evidence rests that it is either somewhat less or somewhat more than the flu as far as its death toll. Now, certainly that may have other effects that just make life a misery afterwards. I don't know, but... the idea that you conflate a death toll of 0.1 to 0.5 as death shows... I mean, if I had cancer that had a 99.9% survivability rate, I probably wouldn't change my lifestyle at all.
Well, this is the same state that banned guns because they decided that all guns equal death, right? So it's not surprising...
States don't do things. Politicians do. Politicians are people.
Politicians also pierce their nipples.
Apparently.
855-450-3733.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
I want to say thank you to Jay Lawrence, who is tonight's amplifier.
Thanks, Jay.
That means he's a member of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money that you contribute to the program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, that's the best way to do it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Jay Lawrence, we thank you. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope that you continue amplifying it in the future. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. Thank you. Vincent, I'm going to give you some homework while I talk about nipple piercing. Will you look up Jim Morrison's father, and then I'll come right back to you. But my nipple
He was in Naval Intelligence. Yeah, he was in charge of the Gulf of Tonkin or something.
So when I'm done with my nipple piercing story, I'll come back to you. So,
this is Jim Morrison of the Doors?
Yeah.
I got to go to jail twice for mowing my lawn on a protection order, and it was kind of fun because it was in Washington State. And my experience with nipple piercing, and is this guy you were talking about from New York?
What, Andrew Cuomo?
Yes, New York. Okay, so one night I went there, and you get undressed, and the officer had me turn around, make sure, you know, just a simple rotation. But the next night I had this creepy old officer with a New York City NYC tattooed on his forearm, and it reminds me of, in the movies, don't have the creepy... cops, isn't that what they do in those underground clubs in New York? So they probably all love him, which is why he's probably in the position he's in, because I think they have those clubs where they wear gag balls and all that.
I know
stuff.
Nothing
so
of
almost,
this.
They have that everywhere. There is no link whatsoever between having pierced nipples and sadomasochism.
But I mean, for politicians.
No, I'm just saying, but he's probably just part of that culture.
That's like saying people who have tattoos must be part of that culture.
Studio 54, that's what I was thinking of.
Right. Anyway, so Jim Morrison's dad, go ahead, Benson. Sorry, I just, go ahead. Could you tell me a little bit about that? The reason I'm asking is a guy from Hollywood that lives in my hometown where KBKW comes from. He worked in Hollywood his whole life, and he recommended watching a video before it gets banned called Out of the Shadows. And he mentioned Jim Morrison's dad this morning, and I was wondering if you could enlighten me on that real quick.
Well, I'm sure Google would do a better job of enlightening you on that. But from my understanding of Jim Morrison's father, and Jim Morrison died under somewhat circumstance. I don't think an autopsy was ever done on him, but his father was in the Navy, and I think he was had something to do with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. But, yeah, I think his father had something to do with naval intelligence. George Stephen Morrison, that was his name.
Okay, and I can't see well enough to Google, so that's why I'm asking you. But you guys
now I feel bad.
Yeah, there you go. Should have just looked it up.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call anyway. I'm surprised by that based on everything I know about Jim Morrison and the Doors. It's not terribly unusual, but it is surprising that he would go that direction coming from a military family. Because he was hardcore into psychedelics and spiritual experiences, right? You don't typically find that in military families.
Kids turn the path from their parents all the time.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
So getting back to this article, addressing protesters outside the Capitol, he goes on to say that, you know,
this is Cuomo.
Yes. If you're desperate to work amid the virus, you should go get a job as an essential worker.
Isn't, like, everybody essential at this point? I mean, it's
In New Hampshire, just about everything except bars and restaurants essential.
I guess one of the things that I've thought of is if you're a server and, you know, just having been a server, I got to say that the money I was making was useful every single day that I made it, right? I was used to making my money every single day, and that was nice to have my money every single day. And I rarely ran out because I had money every single day. As a server, you're probably not saving a whole bunch of money, just guessing. Maybe food delivery is a way to... I'm tipping a lot more. I hate tips. I just hate the whole concept of them. But right now, I realize...
I remember the Keen Chat.
What's that?
I remember the Keen Chat.
Keen Chat.
Yes. The lengthy discussion about tips that was had there one day.
Okay. Yeah, well, I will certainly
you
give my opinion.
You clearly don't remember.
I will give my opinion on tips whenever, you know, the opportunity
so
arises.
No tips, no handshakes.
I prefer, no, it's not that I do not tip. It's that I hate tips.
Right.
But I live in a world where tipping, especially to servers, is necessary. And now with the sort of corona thing where everybody feels like they're providing a extra special service by being open, I'm like, all right, well, if you feel like you're taking a risk for being here, I'll give you a dollar. And, you know,
a dollar?
Well, it's at the burger place where they didn't get it.
Okay.
Look, there's nobody serving food, Aria!
You didn't specify that you were going to McDonald's or whatever and giving a dollar tip.
Well, they don't have tips at McDonald's.
I would still argue it's probably more of a middle finger to tip someone a dollar than to just not tip them.
Well, yes, Stephon Molyneux.
It's a $9 burger, and you give somebody a tip that didn't even bring it to your table that's getting a full paycheck? I mean, servers get $2.15 an hour. That's why they get tips.
So if someone tips you a dollar, would you refuse it? Or if someone tipped you an amount that you... you thought was insulting, would you still accept it, or would you say something to the customer?
Well, I'm not a bad customer service person. I'm a very good salesman.
Okay.
So I would not say anything to the customer. But I would throw it into the jar or whatever because it wasn't worth my time to accept personally. So, and that's what I do when somebody has, like, 79 cents, and they're like, keep the change. Okay, well, I'm throwing it here in this.
What's the jar? Is it a tip jar?
No, it's just where...
Is it like donation to...
Take a penny, leave a penny.
The March of Dimes.
Sort of like that.
Okay. Take a penny.
So, see, this is part of it, right? Is that why I hate tips. Is here you are, like, you should be tipping more than a dollar on a $9 hamburger when everybody behind the counter is getting paid well more than any server would. And this is the really weird world where I don't understand what to give people.
I'm not saying you should tip more than a dollar.
I can tell you this. As a server, when I was a server, the cooks hated us because we got tips and they didn't.
Yeah.
So the more money I give a server, the more reason the cooks in the back have to hate them, right? Are you saying the cooks do less work than the servers do? Why should the servers get $20 an hour and the cooks get $8?
Well, in a good restaurant environment, these waitresses, these servers, would tip out the cooks.
They,
right.
What?
Just like bartenders
never
tip out
heard
barbacks.
Of that. Never in my life have I heard about tipping out cooks. Not to say it doesn't happen.
Well, it's
but
just
I've
like bartenders tipping out barbacks.
Servers tip out busboys, but not cooks. Not where I've ever worked. Not that I've ever heard of.
Well, I've never been a server or a cook, so.
What do you tip?
At minimum of $10.
For what?
Well, for any delivery. If I go to a restaurant,
if you get a $10 Mugu Gai pan from the Chinese restaurant delivered to your house.
$10, flat tip, yep.
Yeah.
That's the starting point.
Okay, so.
If it's a restaurant I like, my tip is 100%. If I go to Lab and I spend $50, they're getting a $50 tip every single time.
Do you think that's going to get you in heaven?
No.
I mean,
but you know what it will get me?
What?
It will get me skipped straight to the front of the line.
You're
every
right about
time
that.
I would have
your gullible butt right the front of the line every single time. You want me to scrape the head off your beer and put some more beer in there? Whatever it takes.
They have created new lines for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have.
It's great. It's one of my favorite establishments, and it's essentially because I've bought them off. I don't see an issue with
that. That's what you've done.
Yeah.
Just so long as that's
free market, man.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying you're the kid that's throwing off the curve for the whole class, right? Expect us to hate you.
I've been expecting people to hate me my entire life.
I was told,
for me, it's the opposite. I'm not going to feel as bad if I tip under 10% because I know people like Ari are going
taking
to
care
overcompensate.
Of
so thank you, Ari. I appreciate
sure.
that.
I was told 15% pre-tax total is what is considered a good tip.
It is.
That's what I considered a good tip while I was working.
It is.
That I had been stiffed one time the entire time I was working as a server, and I still remember that person, still remember the order. So I don't stiff people, but man, oh man, by no means am I going to be giving 100% on a total.
I don't blame you.
I stiffed once, and I remembered a person, so a year later when I went back to Montreal, I gave a 100% tip, and she didn't remember me, but I felt good about it afterwards.
I'm not saying most people should tip 100%. I'm just saying, you know, we're discussing tipping, and that's how I do it.
Outlandish.
This has been Free Talk Live. If you enjoyed the show, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to take part in some of the cool features there, like the AMP-only Discord server, the AMP-only Facebook group. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.